Face-to-Face Elementary, CD 2. Recording 4.1.
Hi, Alison. How are you?
Hello, Vicky. I'm fine. And you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Is Paul here?
Paul? Oh, no. He's got a new job. He works in Antarctica now.
No.
Yes. He works at a weather station there. He's got a job as an engineer.
Wow. Does he like it?
Yes and no. He doesn't like the job very much.
Oh.
The people at the weather station all work 6 days a week, but then they have 3 months off a year, and the money's good.
Recording 4.2.
The people at the weather station all work 6 days a week, but then they have 3 months off a year, and the money's good.
That's good. What about his free time?
Well, you know Paul. He's usually quite active. He doesn't read a lot, and he doesn't listen to the radio, so it's a bit difficult for him.
So what does he do?
Well, they have a TV there, so he watches a lot of sport. And he goes skiing and running. Oh, and he takes a lot of photos. They're very good.
Right.
And he goes swimming.
In Antarctica?
Well, only on New Year's Day. Everyone goes swimming then, but only for about a minute.
Do you talk to him a lot?
No, he doesn't phone much. It's expensive.
Uh-huh.
But he emails a lot.
And what do you think about his job?
Recording 4.3.
Play. Plays.
Watch. Watches.
Get. Gets.
Go. Goes.
Write. Writes.
Phone. Phones.
Finish. Finishes.
Have. Has.
Study. Studies.
Live. Lives.
Do. Does.
Start. Starts.
Recording 4.4.
Live in. They live in Toronto. Works at. She works at the airport. She's always. She's always very happy. A lot of. He buys her a lot of presents. Watch it. She doesn't watch it.
Recording 4.5.
Hello and welcome to First Date. Tonight you choose a date for Mark Skipper. Mark is 28 years old and he's a teacher. In his free time, he watches TV and plays computer games. He also goes to the cinema a lot and he plays football and tennis every weekend. He loves rock music and Chinese food, but he hates shopping for clothes. He also likes animals. He's got a dog and three cats. So, Mark, who do you want to ask about first?
Kim, please.
OK. Remember, you can only ask 6 questions.
Recording 4.6.
What does she do in her free time?
She plays tennis and she eats out a lot. She loves Italian food.
Does she watch TV a lot?
No, she doesn't. She hates watching TV.
Does she like films?
Yes. She goes to the cinema every Saturday evening.
What music does she like?
She loves dance music, but she doesn't like rock.
Does she like animals?
Yes, she does. She's got two dogs.
And what does she do?
She's a vet.
Recording 4.7.
What does she do? Does she like rock music? What food does she like? Does she like sport? Does she have any animals? What does she do on Saturday evenings?
Recording 4.8.
Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Emma. This is Jack. It's 6 o'clock. I'm at the airport. See you in about 2 hours. Oh, don't worry about food. We can eat out. See you soon. Bye.
Recording 4.9.
Hello?
Hi, Jack. It's Emma. I got your message. Where are you now?
I'm in a taxi, about 20 minutes from your flat.
Oh, good.
Where do you want to eat?
Shall we go to the Chinese restaurant again?
No, let's go somewhere different this time.
OK, there's a new restaurant on Queen Street.
You mean the Jazz Cafe?
Yes, it's very nice, I think.
Is it expensive?
No, I don't think so. It's quite cheap and the food's very good.
OK, let's go there.
OK, see you there at 8 o'clock then.
Bye.
Bye.
Recording 4.10. 1.
Would you like red or white?
2.
Would you like anything else?
3.
Would you like to order now?
4.
What would you like to drink?
Recording 4.11.
Would you like to order now?
Yes, I'd like a tuna salad, please.
And can I have a cheeseburger and chips, please?
What would you like to drink?
Can we have a bottle of wine?
Would you like red or white?
White, please.
And we'd like a bottle of sparkling mineral water, please.
Yes, of course.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir. Would you like anything else?
No, thank you, but can we have the bill, please?
Certainly.
Recording 4.12.
Would you like to order now? Would you like anything else?
I'd like a tuna salad, please.
Can I have a cheeseburger and chips, please?
We'd like a bottle of mineral water, please.
Can we have the bill, please?
Recording 4.13. 1. A.
Would you like to order now?
B.
Would you like to order now?
2. A.
Can I have a chicken salad, please?
B.
Can I have a chicken salad, please?
3. A.
What would you like to drink?
B.
What would you like to drink?
4. A.
Can we have a bottle of red wine?
B.
Can we have a bottle of red wine?
5. A.
Would you like anything else?
B.
Would you like anything else?
6. A.
I'd like a Neapolitan pizza, please.
B.
I'd like a Neapolitan pizza, please.
Recording 4.14.
Would you like to order now?
Can I have a chicken salad, please?
What would you like to drink?
Can we have a bottle of red wine?
Would you like anything else?
I'd like a Neapolitan pizza, please.
Recording 4.15.
Morning, Kevin.
Hi, Andy.
Ah, have we got a new breakfast menu?
Yes. The students say they want lots of different breakfasts, you know, from different countries.
Okay. Tell me what they want and I can write it on the board.
Right. The Japanese usually have rice and fish and soup, and they drink green tea.
And green tea. Okay. What about a Brazilian breakfast?
Well, Carlos says he has bread and cheese, orange juice, and coffee. He says that's a typical breakfast in Brazil.
Orange juice and coffee. Well, that's easy. And what do the Spanish have?
Well, that's another easy one. In Spain, they have biscuits or toast or a sandwich. But they always have coffee.
OK. Biscuits. Toast. Sandwich. Coffee. Got that.
And some students say they want a full English breakfast. You know, eggs, sausages, toast, jam and tea.
So that's eggs, sausages, toast, jam and tea. Right.
Okay, let's start cooking.
Actually, it's time for my break.
Recording 5.1. 1.
There's a beautiful lake near the town.
2.
There's only one road.
3.
There are lots of things to do in the evening.
4.
Is there a hotel?
5.
There are lots of mountains.
6.
And there aren't any restaurants.
7.
There's a nice beach.
8.
Are there any cheap places to stay?
9.
There isn't a park near our flat.
Recording 5.2. Conversation A.
Do you know any good places to go on holiday in England?
Well, we always go to Keswick in the Lake District. It's lovely.
Oh, really?
Yes. There's a beautiful lake near the town and it's a good place for walking. There are lots of mountains.
It sounds great. Are there any cheap places to stay?
Yes, there are. B&Bs are quite cheap.
B&Bs?
Bed and breakfasts.
Oh, right. What was the name of the town again?
Conversation B.
Where are you from, Vanessa?
I'm from a small village in Ireland called Eyries. My family still lives there.
Hmm. Is it nice?
Yes, it's beautiful. It's by the sea, and there's only one road. And all the houses are different colours.
It sounds nice. Is there a hotel?
No, there isn't. And there aren't any restaurants. But there are three or four little shops.
And where in Ireland is it?
Conversation C.
Hi, Aunt Rosie.
Hello, Tony. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
And how's life in New Zealand? Do you like living in Auckland?
Oh, yes, I love it here. There are lots of things to do in the evening and lots of great restaurants.
And where's your new flat?
It's in a place called Mission Bay. There's a nice beach here and the people are very friendly. I play football with a group of New Zealanders every weekend.
Oh, great! And do you still go running?
Yes, of course. There isn't a park near our flat, but I run on the beach every morning. And how are things with you and Uncle Frank?
Recording 5.3. 1.
There are lots of good shops.
2.
There isn't a station.
3.
There's a big theatre by the lake.
4.
There aren't any 5-star hotels.
5.
There are 3 interesting museums.
6.
There's a nice old cinema.
7.
There isn't an airport near the town.
8.
There are 2 lovely parks.
Recording 5.4.
Is there a park?
Are there any shops?
Are there any good restaurants?
Is there a station?
Are there any nice cafes?
Is there a market?
Are there any nice hotels?
Is there a cinema or a theatre?
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there are.
No, there aren't.
Recording 5.5.
Hello, Rent a Home. My name's John. How can I help you?
Hi. I'd like some information about the flat in Park Street, please.
Of course. What would you like to know?
Firstly, is there any furniture?
Yes, there are some chairs, a sofa, beds. It's fully furnished. But there isn't a TV.
Oh, that's okay. And the bedrooms, are they big?
Well, one bedroom's very big, but the other is quite small. It's okay for a child.
That's okay. The flat's for me and my wife. We haven't got any children.
Right.
And the bathroom, has it got a shower?
Yes, there's a shower and a bath. It's very nice.
Okay. Now, what else? Oh, yes. What's in the kitchen?
There's a cooker, a fridge and a washing machine. And I think there are some chairs and a table.
Right. And are there any shops near the flat?
Yes, there are some shops only 5 minutes away. And it's near the station.
That's very good for £700 a month.
Actually, it's £800 a month.
But your advert says 700.
I'm sorry. That's a mistake. It's 800. But it is a beautiful flat. Would you like to see it?
Yes, OK.
Great. What about this afternoon at 3?
Recording 5.6.
Hi, I'm at the supermarket. Have we got any bread?
Yes, we've got some bread, but we haven't got any butter.
OK, so we need some butter. Is there any milk?
No, there isn't. And we need some meat and some eggs.
Right. Have we got any fruit?
We've got a big bag of oranges, but we haven't got any apples.
OK, I'll get some more fruit and some cheese.
And can you get a big bottle of water too?
Yes, OK. See you later. Bye.
Recording 5.7. Conversation 1.
Excuse me, how much is this sofa?
This one, let me see, it's £600.
OK, and what about that one?
That one is £550.
Thanks, I'll think about it.
Conversation 2.
Can I have a kilo of apples, please?
Yes, of course. The green ones?
No, not those. The red ones.
OK. Anything else?
Yes, I'd like some bananas, please.
Recording 5.8. Conversation 1.
Excuse me, how much are the TVs?
Well, this one is £329, but the ones over there are in the sale at £279.
Conversation 2.
Have you got any sausages?
Yes, these Polish ones are very nice.
Conversation 3.
Excuse me, how much are these dictionaries?
This one is £12.95 and that one is £14.95.
Recording 5.9.
Hello, can I help you?
Hi, have you got any batteries?
Yes, they're there.
Oh, OK. I'll have these ones, please. And have you got any big bottles of water?
No, sorry, we haven't.
Oh, OK. How much are the phone cards?
They're £10 and £20.
OK, I'll have a £10 one. Oh, and these postcards, please.
Do you need any stamps?
Yes. Can I have 4 stamps for Europe, please?
Sure. Here you are. Anything else?
No, that's all, thanks. How much is that?
That's £22.70, please.
Thanks.
Here's your change and your receipt.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye.
Recording 5.10.
I'll have these ones, please. Have you got any big bottles of water? Can I have 4 stamps for Europe, please? How much are the phone cards? How much is that?
Recording 6.1.
I live in Perth, Australia, with my parents and my 3 brothers. Yesterday was my 13th birthday, and about 40 friends were here. There was a lot of food and drink, burgers, chicken, Coke, and orange juice. Oh, it was a great party, and my mum and I were really happy, because my grandmother's here from England. There were only 2 things wrong. My grandfather wasn't here for my party, and my other two brothers are in the USA, so they weren't here either.
Recording 6.2.
Grandma, when were you born?
Oh, I was born in 1940.
And where were you on your 13th birthday?
I was in London. I remember that birthday party very well.
Why? Was it good?
Oh, yes, it was.
Where was the party?
It was in the street.
In the street?
Well, it was June the 2nd, 1953. The same day as Queen Elizabeth's coronation. The weather wasn't very good, but there were parties in every street in the country.
Wow. Were they big parties?
Yes, they were.
And was there any food?
Oh, yes, there was. There were lots of chicken sandwiches and tea and beer. My family was very poor, but that year, my birthday party was wonderful.
Were your friends with you?
No, they weren't. They were at other street parties with their families. But I was very happy because there were about 300 people at my party.
Recording 6.3.
Was. Were. Were.
I was in London. There were parties in every street. Was it good? Yes, it was. Were they big parties? Yes, they were.
Recording 6.4.
I was in London. There were parties in every street. The weather wasn't very good. My friends weren't with me. Was it good? Yes, it was. No, it wasn't. Were they big parties? Yes, they were. No, they weren't. Where was the party? When were you born?
Recording 6.5.
Nelson Mandela was born in South Africa on the 18th of July, 1918. He started university in 1938 and studied law. After he finished university in 1943, he lived and worked in Johannesburg. He was very interested in politics and wanted to change the political system. He became president of the ANC, the African National Congress, in the Transvaal in 1952. He had two children with his first wife, Evelyn. They got divorced in 1957, and in the same year, he met a woman named Winnie Madikizela. Nelson and Winnie got married a year later, and they also had two children. In 1964, he went to prison. He stayed there for 26 years and was in solitary confinement for 18 years. But the world never forgot Nelson Mandela. And in 1994, only 4 years after he left prison, he became president of South Africa. Nelson and Winnie Mandela got divorced in 1996. And 2 years later, he married his third wife, Graça Machel. When he was president, he wrote a book about his life called Long Walk to Freedom.
Recording 6.6.
Start. Started. Study. Studied. Finish. Finished. Live. Lived. Work. Worked. Want. Wanted. Stay. Stayed. Marry. Married.
Recording 6.7.
Become. Became. Have. Had. Get. Got. Meet. Met. Go. Went. Forget. Forgot. Leave. Left. Write. Wrote.
Recording 6.8. 1.
What did you do last night?
2.
Where did you meet your best friend?
3.
Where did your parents meet?
4.
When did you first go to another country?
5.
What did you do last weekend?
Recording 6.9. Conversation 1.
Hi. How was your weekend?
Oh, terrible. I was really ill on Saturday.
Oh, dear. What was wrong?
I had a really bad cold.
Oh, what a shame. Are you okay now?
Yes. Much better, thanks. And how was your weekend?
Oh, very quiet. I stayed at home.
Oh, right. What did you do?
Not much. I slept a lot, did the washing and watched TV, you know, the usual. But I went to the cinema yesterday afternoon.
Oh, what did you see?
Night and Day.
Oh, yes. What was it like?
It was good. I really liked it.
I want to see that. It sounds good.
Conversation 2.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. I went away for the weekend. To Italy.
Wow. Where did you go?
We went to Rome. It was wonderful.
Oh, great. Who did you go with?
My friend, Ingrid.
And where did you stay?
We stayed with some old friends from university.
Oh, nice.
What about you? How was your weekend?
Oh, busy. I worked all weekend.
Really? What did you do?
I wrote the report you wanted. It took me 10 hours.
You're joking. Did you finish it?
Yes. Here it is.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Mick.
Recording 6.10. 1.
I was really ill on Saturday.
Oh, dear.
2.
I had a really bad cold.
What a shame.
3.
I stayed at home.
Oh, right.
4.
I went away for the weekend, to Italy.
Wow.
5.
We went to Rome. It was wonderful.
Oh, great.
6.
We stayed with some old friends.
Oh, nice.
7.
I worked all weekend.
Really?
8.
It took me 10 hours.
You're joking.
Recording 6.11.
Oh, great.
Oh, nice.
What a shame.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
You're joking.
Really?
Oh, right.
Recording 6.12. Recording 6.13. 1.
Would you like to order now?
Yes. I'd like a pizza, please. A margarita.
Would you like a salad with that?
No, thank you.
And would you like anything to drink?
Yes. Can I have a bottle of beer, please?
Certainly.
Oh, and I'd like some mineral water.
Still or sparkling?
Sparkling, please.
Right, so that's one pizza margarita, a beer, and some sparkling mineral water.
Yes, please.
Was everything okay?
Yes, very good, thanks. Can I have a coffee, please?
Certainly.
And can I have the bill, please?
Of course. Here's your coffee and the bill.
Thank you. How much is it?
£11.25, please.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
2.
Hello, Patricia. Were you on holiday last week?
Hi, Martin. No, Peter and I got married.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, I've got a new husband and a new flat in the city centre.
That's great. Where is it?
In Green Street.
Is that near the park?
Yes, that's right. Oh, it's beautiful. It's got two bedrooms and a big living room.
So you've got a lot of space then?
Yes, 90 square metres. And there's a very nice kitchen and bathroom.
Is there any furniture?
There are some armchairs and a sofa. And we've got a new double bed. But we haven't got a table.
I've got an old table. Would you like it?
Yes, please.
OK. I haven't got a car. Can you come to my house for it?
Of course. I can come on Saturday morning. What's your address?
24 Water Lane. And my phone number's 566043.
That's great, Martin. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
3.
Happy birthday, Julia.
Oh, thanks, David. It was your birthday last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. April the 17th.
What did you do?
Oh, I had a really nice time. My family and I went to Brighton for the day.
Oh, how many children have you got?
Two, a boy and a girl.
Oh, yes, of course.
We went to the beach in the morning, and the kids went swimming in the sea.
Ah.
Then we had lunch at a very nice Italian restaurant. The food was great and quite cheap.
Oh, yeah, I love Italian food. Mm. What's the name of the restaurant?
Palms.
How do you spell that?
P-A-L-M-S.
Mm. And where is it?
It's on Queen's Road, near the station.
Thanks. Maybe my boyfriend can take me there next weekend.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Recording 7.1.
He didn't have any brothers or sisters. He didn't like it there. He didn't study very much. He didn't get his license to kill until 1950. He wasn't a very good student. He wasn't married for long.
Recording 7.2.
Good afternoon and welcome to On the Page. Today's first guest is writer Will Forbes.
Hello.
Now, Will, you're the author of a new book about Ian Fleming, the man who wrote the James Bond books.
Yes, that's right.
We all know about James Bond, of course, but what can you tell us about Ian Fleming?
Well, what's interesting is that Ian Fleming's life was quite similar to James Bond's.
Really?
Recording 7.3. 1.
Did Ian Fleming work for the British Secret Service too?
2.
Did Fleming have a license to kill?
3.
Did he work for the Secret Service after the war?
4.
Did Fleming and Bond go to the same school?
5.
When did Ian Fleming write the first Bond book?
6.
Did he make a lot of money?
Recording 7.4.
Good afternoon and welcome to On the Page. Today's first guest is writer Will Forbes.
Hello.
Now, Will, you're the author of a new book about Ian Fleming, the man who wrote the James Bond books.
Yes, that's right.
We all know about James Bond, of course, but what can you tell us about Ian Fleming?
Well, what's interesting is that Ian Fleming's life was quite similar to James Bond's.
Really? Did Ian Fleming work for the British Secret Service too?
Yes, he did. He joined the Navy as an intelligence officer in 1939. Bond was also in the Navy, of course.
Did Fleming have a license to kill? 006, maybe?
No, he didn't. But his job was very important.
Did he work for the Secret Service after the war?
No, he worked for a newspaper as a journalist. And then he became a writer.
And what about his early life? Did Fleming and Bond go to the same school?
Yes, they did, actually. They both went to Eton and were both very good at sports.
So Ian Fleming was James Bond?
Yes, in a way.
When did Ian Fleming write the first Bond book?
He wrote Casino Royale, the first Bond book, in 1952.
Did he make a lot of money?
No, he didn't. He died in 1964, only 2 years after the first Bond film.
Ah, well, thank you for coming to talk to us, Will. That was Will Forbes, whose new book, The Man Behind Bond, is now on sale in all good bookshops.
Recording 7.5.
Did you go to the cinema last week? Did you see a Bond film last year?
Did you watch a film on TV last weekend? Did you want to be an actor when you were a child?
Yes, I did.
No, I didn't.
Recording 7.6. 1.
In Casablanca, MCs get truck like Tonka. 007 with an exploded rocket launcher. Explorer on an expedition riding a Bronco.
2. Four. 5.
I quit on one eye jazz and let it down the tracks of racing at a midnight train. I'm nearly out of luck and I can't let it up, but I'm a 500 miles away.
6. Seven.
On the double. On the double. On the double.
Eight. Nine. Recording 7.7.
Hey, do you want to do this quiz? It's called Are You a Musical Genius?
Yes, okay. Read me the questions.
Right, the first one. When did Madonna make her first record? Was it in the 70s, the 80s, or the 90s?
The 70s, I think. About 1979?
Correct! Number two. Where do U2 come from?
That's easy. They're from Ireland.
Yes, that's right. Question three. What did Sting do before he became a singer? Was he a teacher, a writer, or an actor?
An actor?
No, sorry. He was a teacher. The next one's easy, though. Which of these instruments does Elton John play?
The piano.
Correct. Number five. How long were the Beatles together? Was it for 5, 10, or 15 years?
Let me think. 15 years?
No, only 10 years, from 1960 to 1970. Right, the next one. How old was Colombian singer Shakira when she released her first album, Magic? Was she 13, 17, or 22?
I've got no idea, but my guess is 13.
Yes, that's right. Well done. Number seven. Who was the first singer to have a number one album and film in the USA at the same time? Was it Eminem, Jennifer Lopez, or David Bowie?
I don't know. David Bowie?
No, it was Jennifer Lopez in 2001. The film was called The Wedding Planner, and the album was J-Lo. Next one. How many people were in the Swedish group ABBA?
Four. Two women and two men.
Correct. Whose real name is, or was, Farouk Bulsara? Was it A, George Michael, B, Bob Dylan, or C, Freddie Mercury?
Well, I know it's not Bob Dylan. Was it George Michael?
No, it was Freddie Mercury. Right, the last question. Why didn't Elvis Presley make any records between 1958 and 1960?
Ah, I know this. He was in the army.
Correct. So your final score is 6 out of 10. Sorry.
Why?
Well, I got 10 out of 10.
I don't believe you.
I did. Look.
Recording 7.8.
It's 1 o'clock and here's Teresa Ross with the news.
Over 100 people died in a plane crash in China last night. The plane was on its way to Thailand, but crashed only minutes after it left the airport. Terry and Carla Ellis, who want to become the first British husband and wife to climb Mount Everest, are missing only 3 days after they started their climb. Helicopters are now looking for the two climbers. In India, there are floods in many parts of the country after 5 days of heavy rain. Yesterday, 32 people died in floods near Calcutta. And finally, supermarket manager Joe Hall won over £13 million in last night's lottery, thanks to his dog. Joe told reporters today that his dog Max chose the numbers. That's the news this Thursday lunchtime. And now over to Wendy Simmons for the travel news.
Recording 7.9.
Find. Found. Take. Took. Say. Said. Fall. Fell. Break. Broke. Lose. Lost. Choose. Chose. Win. Won. Put. Put. Tell. Told.
Recording 7.10. Conversation 1.
Did you read about the man who won this week's lottery?
No. How much did he win?
Over £13 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's not the best bit. His dog chose the numbers for him.
You're joking!
Yes, apparently he wrote the numbers on envelopes and laid them...
Conversation 2.
Have you got family in India?
Yes, why?
Did you hear about the floods?
Oh, yes, isn't it awful? I saw it on the news last night.
Is your family all right?
Oh, yes, they're fine. They don't live in that part of India.
Conversation 3.
Did you hear about that plane crash?
No, where was it?
Somewhere in China. Over 100 people died.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Yes, I know. I've got a friend who works in China, and she says that nearly...
Conversation 4.
Did you read about the couple on Everest?
No. What happened?
One of them fell, and they lost their radio.
Oh, dear. Are they okay?
Yes. A helicopter found them yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, the husband broke his leg.
Recording 7.11.
Did you hear about that plane crash?
No, where was it?
Did you read about the couple on Everest?
No, what happened? Oh, that's good.
Yes, isn't it awful?
Oh dear, are they okay?
Oh no, that's terrible.
Really? You're joking!
Recording 7.12.
Do you know any good jokes?
No, but Tom's good at telling jokes.
OK, Tom, tell us a joke.
OK, let me think. Right, here's one. One day, Mike went to the cinema to see a film. He bought a drink and an ice cream. Then he sat in the front row of the cinema and waited for the film to start. A few minutes later, an old man in a long coat came and sat near him. The old man had a big black dog, and the dog sat on the floor by the man's feet. When the film started, Mike saw that the dog was very interested in the film. When something funny happened, the dog laughed and laughed. When a person in the film died or something bad happened, the dog cried and cried. This happened all the way through the film. At the end of the film, Mike went to talk to the old man. "That was amazing," said Mike. "Your dog really loved the film." The old man looked at him and said, "Yes, it was amazing. He hated the book."
Oh.
Recording 8.1.
Rachel?
Yes?
Can you help me?
Sure. What's the problem?
I want to go to the USA on holiday, but I can't decide where to go. Any ideas?
Well, how about San Francisco? We went there last year and had a great time.
That's an idea. What can you do there?
Well, there's Golden Gate Bridge, of course, and Golden Gate Park. It's a really big park. Mm. You can go for long walks or just relax in the Japanese tea garden. It's beautiful there.
Uh-huh.
And there are the cable cars. They're really good. You can go by cable car to a place called Nob Hill, where you can see the whole city. Then you can walk to Chinatown, which has lots of good places to eat.
Hmm, that sounds good.
And there's also a place called Fisherman's Wharf that's really popular with tourists. There are lots of shops, cafes and street musicians and some wonderful seafood restaurants.
Mm.
We went there for dinner every night.
Right.
And from there you can go on a boat trip to Alcatraz, you know, the island where the prison is.
Oh, I'd like to go there. What a great place to stay.
No, you can't stay on the island. There aren't any hotels.
Mm.
It can only go for the day. I think I've still got a book and a brochure about San Francisco at home.
Can I borrow them?
Of course you can. I'll give them to you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. San Francisco, here I come.
Recording 8.2.
You can go by cable car. You can't stay on the island.
Recording 8.3. 1.
You can go for walks. You can't go for walks.
2.
You can't go shopping. You can go shopping.
3.
You can't go swimming. You can go swimming.
4.
You can stay there. You can't stay there.
5.
You can't rent a car. You can rent a car.
Recording 8.4.
Can you go swimming there?
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Can you stay there?
Yes, you can.
Can you rent a car?
No, you can't.
What can you do there?
You can go for walks. You can go on boat trips. You can't stay on the island. You can't camp there.
Recording 8.5.
Well, it's a week in Phuket or a week in Bangkok. Where do you want to go, Monica?
It's difficult. Phuket's more beautiful than Bangkok.
But maybe Bangkok's more interesting.
Yes, maybe. But Phuket looks better than Bangkok. Look at the photos. It's beautiful.
Yes, but Bangkok's a fantastic city. There's lots to do there. We can go sightseeing, visit Buddhist temples, go to markets, go shopping.
Maybe, but Bangkok's more crowded.
Well, all capital cities are crowded.
And the people in Phuket are probably friendlier. They usually are in smaller places.
But Phuket's more expensive.
Yes, but I love the beach. I'm happy to spend every day there.
Yes, but you know I'm not really a beach person. It's boring after a couple of days.
But you can go for walks, or you can rent a motorbike and go round the island.
I still think Bangkok's more interesting than Phuket.
Phuket's probably safer too, especially at night. And it's quieter. I want to relax, Luke. It's a holiday.
But we can go to a beach near Bangkok, you know, just for a day or two. And next year we can...
Recording 8.6.
Phuket's more beautiful than Bangkok.
Bangkok's more interesting.
Phuket looks better than Bangkok. But Bangkok's more crowded. And the people in Phuket are probably friendlier.
But Phuket's more expensive. I still think Bangkok's more interesting than Phuket.
Phuket's probably safer too. And it's quieter.
Recording 8.7.
Hi, Luke. How are you?
Hi, Terry. I'm fine, thanks. Just back from holiday, actually.
Where did you go?
We went to Thailand. A place called Phuket. It's an island.
Yes, I know. But I thought you didn't like beach holidays.
Me? Oh, yes, I love the beach. It was my choice, actually. Monica wanted to go to Bangkok.
Really?
Recording 8.8.
What do you want to do tomorrow?
Well, I'd like to go to the beach.
Oh, no, not the beach again. I'd rather go somewhere different.
He's right. We went to the beach last weekend.
Would you like to go to London, then?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We can spend the day at Regent's Park. It's really beautiful in summer, and there's lots to do there.
Do you want to do that?
Do what, Dad?
Do you want to go to Regent's Park?
Sounds boring. I'd rather stay at home.
It isn't boring. You can go on bike rides, go to concerts, and there's a really good open-air theatre there.
So where would you like to go?
I want to go to Chessington.
Oh, I don't think so. It's a long way.
But my friends went there last week. There are lots of animals and some great rides. It sounds fun.
But you can see animals in Regent's Park. That's where London Zoo is. Look, your mum's right. The park sounds good. Let's go there. You can bring a friend with you.
Yeah, okay. Can I ask Jason?
Fine. Tell him to be at the station tomorrow at 9.
Recording 8.9.
Would you like to go to the beach?
I'd rather stay at home.
Do you want to go to the theatre?
I'd rather go to the cinema. What do you want to do tomorrow?
I'd like to go to London.
Where would you like to go?
I want to go to the park.
Recording 8.10.